Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news. Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Thank you so much for being with me. I want to help you to change your life. And I have to say, it might sound a little bit selfish, but honestly, it's also to help me. I've had a lot of major feelings and just explosive feeling, just sadness, anger, all kinds of things going on. Maybe some of you can relate. And so, to be honest, if I can help you in any way, it will really help me. We're doing a different kind of show today. I want to share so many important things with you, and I'm going to be traveling, going to China soon to try to look into manufacturers for our new electronics line that's actually going to transmute EMF waves into something positive so they don't harm your DNA. And we're going to have this scientifically studied and try to really help people and really help the world, because we need all the help we can get in terms of harmonizing. If you haven't noticed, we have some tremendously suppressed anger, or maybe not so suppressed, and it's throughout our entire society. It's not one group that's right or wrong. It's actually a reflection of all of us, and me included. And I want to ask for forgiveness right now. In fact, I got mad at somebody 30 minutes ago. I could have handled it differently. There's just so much frustration. And I think talking about it and also talking about good things, but talking about reality can help us to get to the bottom of that, hopefully. So, of course, you see here on YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube, our website is www.believe.love. And our YouTube channel is youtube.com/believe loves you. Here's a pretty recent video. We're almost up to 20,000 views. I'm pretty proud of that. We had another one get to about 100,000 views on HARP and Hurricane Irma recently, but this one is on Jim Carrey and got 132 comments. I love your comments, everybody. So just keep commenting and sharing these videos and sharing the links from believe.love. And that's actually what will change the world. And that actually has nothing to do with me. It's just another perspective trying to present things that can help. And just possibly seeing things from different angles, not having to say that there's one that's right or wrong. But, you know, we help you hopefully in five different categories: true success, money and business, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. And we have a lot of great interviews, hundreds of free videos at believe.love from business leaders and all kinds of people. So I'm doing it all for you. I really am. And to be honest, me too. And I think one good thing, in addition to hopefully asking for forgiveness, is to try to do good things for other people. I would like to do that more. That's why I'm recording this actually at 4 a.m. where I'm at, because I'm like, man, what can I do to get out of this funk? And it's like, hey, I can talk about it and I can try to help. And I've been kind of putting off doing a show, but because I'm trying to prepare for the trip, and there's just been a lot going on. Everybody has a lot of things going on, but I'm thinking, what can I do to help and hopefully help other people? So I'm going to go through some really important things, because I will say one thing about me. For some reason, a lot of information flows through me pretty easily. It comes to me for some reason. Not that it's perfect, or it's the only way to look at things, but a lot of things have come to me throughout the week, and so I want to share them with you, and I want you to just feel free to go over my shoulder, and we can explore together. And of course, you can listen to the audio version of Believe on BelieveiTunes.com, and believe Android.com, depending on if you have an iPhone or Android phone. And soon, hopefully, you'll have one of our phones. We'll reveal that in the future. And, you know, there is a lot of anger out there. There's a lot of, it's just constant. I mean, so much in the movies, and it's just conflict. You know, the biggest industry in the world has to do with killing people, which is the defense industry. And that says a lot about all of us, that our biggest business, and it is a business, is defense, which also means offense. You know, because if there's nothing to fight, what do we need to spend all that money on, right? If there's no threat, we don't need to spend the money. So we have to keep having threats to keep business going, right? And if you've seen any of the movies like Wag the Dog, or there was, I think, God of War with Nicolas Cage, something like that, about arms dealers. And also War Dogs was pretty good with Jonah Hill. That took place, I think, in Miami, which is where I am right now. That was good as well. But the military, in 1 year, the Pentagon spends the entire value of the biggest company in the world, which is Apple, I guess, right? The biggest company. I think, you know, oil companies are pretty big too, but I think Apple is even bigger than ExxonMobil. And so I think it's just amazing that the biggest industry has to do with us killing people. And it's very odd because, especially in the United States, it's like competition is bred into our psyche growing up. I mean, it was for me. And it's a good relief, like when you can kind of like work out or you play sports, because you kind of like get a lot of that tension out in a way. And they used to actually kill people, right? I guess the gladiators, and I mean, there were, what, you look at a show like, even a fictional show that's like, Game of Thrones? It's just people killing each other, tribes fighting, kingdoms fighting, the medieval times. I mean, I think it was even maybe crazier. There were more wars and countries fighting and all of this stuff, right? So in theory, we're more civilized because now we just have football, although that can be tough too. I played football through college for the University of Michigan and the University of Central Florida. And, you know, there's still a concussion issue, but in theory, it's less violent, right? But it's bred into us, this competition. And why is that? You know, I guess in a way it's advancing society, but it's almost like you've either got to make people really happy by giving them super incentives, or you have to threaten things to get anything done, or people just don't care. And it drives me crazy. And I'm going to get into some positive things, but I have to vent a little bit. You know, it's crazy, and it's crazy to me because I know that this is the way it is. If you listen to how the president and people, I know people want to bitch. Let's just get this out of the way right now. I like doing this drill. Ready? Here we go. Okay, ready? Here we go. I like President Obama. I dislike President Obama. I like President Trump. I dislike President Trump. All right, is everybody happy now? Okay, I don't care about either one. I love both. I'm gonna end on that. I love both. Okay, we went through the whole cycle, so everybody gets everything out. You know, people can sort of be peaceful now, right? But I like both. I love both. Let's just end on that. But the current president, you know, he was in real estate, a billionaire, President Trump. And we're going to talk about other presidents here. We see photo of Lady Gaga and five former presidents goes viral. I'm going to tell you what's good about that. And then we're going to get into some other interesting things that are going on. But President Trump, with dealing with real estate and dealing with people, it's so ingrained in his head. And I understand this because I've seen how people are, either through threats or incentives, is really how people work. And a lot of times companies will keep money, they'll take money, they won't refund things, they won't do anything unless there's some kind of threat. And it's sad to me. And, you know, that I can't get things taken care of, or people won't respond, or they'll, you know, I've had companies keep $70,000, $80,000, one time $200,000. And in the case, you know, I would say what I want to do better. There's a book called How to Win Friends and Influence People. I'm Googling it right now. And I could follow this book more. But I didn't grow up with that. It's by Dale Carnegie. How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I think you can, you know, you can buy it. There's an audio book and things like that. But I can do a better job. Because he's very, what I like about this book is he's very realistic in it. I should play this in my head. I should almost just sleep with it on. So it's like in my subconscious. He's very realistic. In the first chapter, I'll just tell you, he says people only care about themselves primarily. And yet he's friendly and he goes about showing you how you can, you know, for example, if I say I'm telling you all this to help you to sort through your stuff, because I really am, because it's not just me. I'm not the worst there is. If I yell at somebody or call somebody an ass or tell them, you know, whatever, Better Business Bureau, you know, do what I have to do to get my money back if somebody doesn't do a service. There's a lot worse going on than that in terms of what we think is good or bad. I'm talking about the worst of, you know, killing a million people. The United States, we killed 500,000 children in the 90s. I've said that a lot on the shows. It's true. Madeleine Albright, let's pull it up right now. YouTube.com. Okay, 60 minutes. 60 minutes. Madeleine Albright, Iraq children. I'm not going to play the video. Madeleine Albright, the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children was worth it for Iraq's non-existent WMDs. And she talks about it. She talks about it. But it doesn't matter if I think I'm better or worse, because people get angry if you get a little bit mad as well. I mean, they get really, they think it's just as bad almost as killing 500,000 children. They don't understand that maybe it's not, but I understand that energy is very tough. But the people running that world have a lot more of this energy. And I'm going to get into that. What I mean is that, yeah, there's some tough energy created by people getting angry and saying crazy comments. And that's true. That's true. But the people running the world, they have a lot of this energy flowing through them right now, and possibly maybe beings feeding off that energy or studying that energy, and beings that, or maybe just there's an incentive for us not to have harmony. We all need tremendous help. I've never met a human that doesn't need tremendous help, including me. Tremendous, tremendous help. I mean, we all, and it's not through Xanax or whatever whatever these drugs are, where you just numb the pain. You know, for me, love is understanding. Love is understanding. And that's the most important thing. Understanding is love. Think about if two sides really understood each other. And everybody can do a better job of it, myself included, by far. And I've changed a lot, but I can do more. And so love is understanding. And even understanding, some people don't want to understand and why they don't want to understand. And all of these layers upon layers of what possibly could be happening. There's just a lot that could be possible. There's just a lot. And with multiverses, maybe everything is happening. Different versions of reality all at once. Which was proven, right, by the Princeton professor, like in the 50s, multiverses, right? So our top industry is the military, which is to kill people. So we have this kind of built in where we're working in this manner, and I think we're getting better because, in theory, because, you know, in our country, the United States and Europe, and, you know, people aren't really as violent as I guess we hear that they were. And if you watch like a movie like Django Unchained, let me Google that. Django Unchained, right? This movie was just wild. I thought it was a great movie. Quentin Tarantino, I believe, but it was a great movie with Jamie Foxx. And actually, I mean, apparently, like, the U.S. just, the judges would just issue death warrants. Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio was in it. It was great. It was great. But they just, like, had bounty hunters go kill people dead or alive, like in the Old West or whatever that was. You know? So, So in theory, we progress quite a bit. But I think, obviously, there is a disconnect between what is really going on worldwide and then what's happening in the U.S. So, for example, people get upset if somebody gets angry, but if a bunch of people get bought off as government officials to keep wars going on that kill hundreds of thousands or a million people, and those people say things in a nice way and are really polite and lie, but they're polite, people don't, like, they don't care. And so it's a little bit crazy to me. You know, it's a little bit crazy. It's a lot crazy. It's like, it's out of sight, out of mind. So it's just like, you know, well, I don't know what to do about that. But this person that's getting angry, they're crazy because they're getting angry. And that's why I relate to people like, I relate to people that actually I feel have really good intentions, but get really mad. Because I totally understand. And sometimes you got to be tough. And the biggest thing I can say is, like, I played for Lloyd Carr and Gene Chizik. Both of them won national championships as coaches. Lloyd Carr, University of Michigan football coach. And I know that, you know, for me it was a big thing. And he was a dick a lot of times. I mean, I would say he would even. But people loved him. Anyway, you know, it's like that. It's like if your father is really tough, but you love him anyway because he's tough, but he has your best interests in mind, for example. And I've known some people that really they need that discipline because and if they don't have it, they kind of go crazy. Like, it's almost like they need somebody telling them. But it's tough, you know, because we're all hypocrites. Even Lloyd Carr, even me. There's always a part where we're not following everything we say. I mean, and if you think Obama or even Trump or Every one of us, every last one, every human being, if we examined everybody's life, we would see some nonsense going on. Let's be honest. And to me, I'm not going to say that that's shitty. I'm going to say we need help. We need to help each other. Who else? Or we need harmony energetically with the Sensor 5 pendant with Dr. Flanagan and the Russian pyramid studies. I mean, listen, if people, if you want to, I will do as much as I can. All you have to do right now is spread the links. Russian pyramid research. It took premature babies into these pyramids and healed them and a lot of other things. I mean, I've done whole episodes on it. If you want to change the world, all you have to do is share our links. I'll do a Kickstarter. It's all just about how many people watch. How many people watch this and listen to believe. I mean, in this case, I'll do a Kickstarter. We'll start building pyramids in the United States. It certainly isn't going to hurt anything. I can tell you that much. People can say it's BS, but people say everything is BS. I've personally felt the effects of this kind of stuff. And I thought it was BS too, 10 to 15 years ago. So we need a lot of help. We need a lot of help. And I'm about to say some good things about people that a lot of them I think are actually possibly Satanists. And we've all felt that dark energy, that energy of chaos and anger, some people more than others, right? But that's what, to me, that's what it is, Satanists. And they pray, you know, they might, I don't know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things, right? And maybe some really dark things, who knows? I mean, some people do know, actually. It's hard to even think about, but I'll send love that way. You know why? Because when I'm alone and when I've been a real dick and I don't want to talk to anybody and I feel so angry that I can barely communicate with people, and yeah, I'm not controlling governments or militaries and killing people and doing all that, and I'm not going to, but I need love too. That's it. And maybe you do, listening to this, or when you're all alone and you're almost unreachable. You know, I like the people that go, and it's tough for me, man. I can barely deal with, again, a company that screws up a $70 item and just kind of says whatever. That makes me crazy. So people that can go into prisons and work with people and show any kind of love to people that have done crazy crimes and things like that, that's amazing to me. And there's a lot worse than what's going on in those prisons in terms of what's going on with our governments. And there's good stuff too. But let's not kid ourselves. It is what it is. It is what it is. Just like with me, it is what it is. I have had major problems. I understand how angry people could be, how they could repress things. I really understand it. So I don't know if certain people, there is a Church of Satan. It's a true thing. And, you know, we're going to get into some things later in the episode, but I'm going to even send love to people anyway, even if they are Satanists, because they need it the most, especially if they have a hand in controlling our entire planet. Because I know when I'm an asshole, I need it the most, and maybe you need it the most. And nobody seems to give a shit. Some people do, and we just, it's like I don't even want them to be able to care. Like we can make it impossible for them to care. And these people would too, perhaps, right? they would say they would still harm you. They would be fake. They would say they don't want love. They like it. They like it, right? But still, does that mean they need it any less? And I always love, I love the analogy. You know, let's say you have a lion. You don't have to put your arm into the cage. Let the lion bite it off to send the lion love, right? So some people, there are that lion energy. Or a piranha. Let's say the piranha is sick. It's going to bite your finger off. Well, you don't have to put to love it. Maybe you can do something to the water, make the water better. You don't have to stick your finger in the tank and let the piranha bite it off to show love to the piranha, right? People are no different than that. Even at the top, even if people are into some weird-ass gods or some agenda to turn us into robots or whatever the hell's going on, some satanic thing. And this is very real. Elon Musk talks about it. We're going to get into some of the things he said recently. So I'm going to send love anyway. This Lady Gaga, photo of Lady Gaga and five former presidents goes viral. I just like it. I like it. You know why I like it? And I don't know what the hell Lady Gaga's up to, the Illuminati or whatever the hell she's doing. I have no idea. People say all these singers are in the Illuminati and they're, okay, well, let's send them love, because I'll tell you one thing, we as humans, we don't know a damn thing. A damn thing. Trust me. Some of us do. And we're learning more, but overall, we don't know a damn thing. Let me ask you a question right now. Why are you here? You'll get a billion different answers to that question. Nobody really knows. You can't tell me. Nobody can sit and say they're the number one authority on that question. I mean, we don't know a damn thing. Or we've been lied to, or lying to each other. I mean, it's like mass chaos. So, whether somebody's worshiping the owl god Moloch or Satan or whatever, the Baphomet, Illuminati, I don't know. Send them love anyway. Send that love to that whole crew. I don't know if Lady Gaga's in it. I don't know if Bill Clinton and the Bushes and Obama is in it. I'm not sure. I don't think Carter is involved for some reason. And I'm going to tell you why. But they need love the most if they're involved with that. So we can send them love if you'd like. But I like this. I like this because it's some sort of unity, which is good, especially right now. All five presidents together, and we'd love to have Trump in there, wouldn't we? We would love it. And you know what? Why stop there? Let's get everybody in there. The Muslim leadership. Let's get all the people that think that the anarchists, let's get them in there too. The people that think we're getting screwed by all the governments. Let's get them in there and love them too. I think they have a right to be in that picture too and to talk. And we really need all perspectives because, you know, there's just a lot going on. There's good things perhaps to find in all perspectives, right? So I like this unity though. Nothing more beautiful than everyone putting their differences aside to help humanity in the face of catastrophe. This was her tweet, Lady Gaga, and I thought it was really good. They raised $31 million for disaster relief. By the way, those disasters, some of them could have been orchestrated. I still think we should send love. And I think it's okay to say maybe they were orchestrated. You know what? Maybe they weren't. And it's okay to say either one. You know why? Because there have been things that were orchestrated. So that's why it's okay to say that, because it is true. It is true that some things have been orchestrated. Doesn't mean everything is, doesn't mean everything isn't. A lot of things could be. This whole planet could be orchestrated. Life on Earth could be orchestrated. And maybe it's not. I could have certain feelings. Doesn't matter. It's good to look at it, I think, in every way. So we continue on. Jimmy Carter Unleashed, The Daily Wire. Russians didn't alter the election. Obama didn't deliver. We didn't vote for Hillary. So Jimmy Carter is 93 years old. He's president, former president. He's a Democrat. And he flat out says the Russians didn't steal the 2016 election, which, by the way, I can't watch any news, and I can barely watch some Fox. And, you know, I know Fox is biased. Of course, I know, you know. But I watch it a little bit because I actually love Democrats and Republicans and the people that don't care. And the people, I hope there's some other people that love both. We should start a movement. If we get big enough, start a movement, make a video. I love both Democrats and Republicans. What if, why isn't that going viral? What's the problem with that? I don't think there's any problem with that. Because really, Democrats want to have a heart. They don't, you got to understand there's levels above the entire government. There just is. It's not a conspiracy. It's a fact. It's a fact. You know, our senators don't even read the bills they vote on. They're like 20,000 pages. They don't even read the bills. So the Russian, okay, Jimmy Carter, the Russians didn't steal the 2016 election. That's coming out. That whole dossier thing was fake and everything else. He says, we didn't vote for Hillary because he's a Democrat. Obama fell far short of his promises. The media is harder on Trump than any other president. NFL players should stand during the American anthem. So I just thought this was good. Here's why I thought it was good, because he's a Democrat. It's not that he's saying things that are pro-Trump. Here's another article on InfoWars. Jimmy Carter, I'll be Trump's envoy to North Korea. But I like that. He told Trump he was available, President Trump. He told him he was available if they need him. I just like it. You know why I like it? It's not necessarily that he's supporting Trump. It's because he's a Democrat saying this. You can barely find any Democrats and Republicans that agree on anything if it's not about money or some basically lobbyist-controlled thing. You know? Which is what the healthcare is about. It's about money. So they'll agree on things that are about a lot of money being spent, and that lobbyists are able to buy out both sides. But in terms of just agreeing, in terms of just getting along, it's good to see. It's good to see. So I think it's just important that we just kind of admit things. We admit that we are hypocrites. We are hypocrites. Humans are hypocritical. Doesn't make you weak to admit that. It doesn't mean you're looking at only the bad side of things. It doesn't mean that you're a failure or that you're, you know, it's just a fact. We had slaves in the land of the free. We're still doing things. And all we can hope for is that we can help each other with our things that are hypocritical. I'm going to tell you a brief story. I knew a girl who was the nicest girl. Nobody would ever get mad at this girl. Now me, if I can really sort of turn it on, and I mean, I definitely create change and movement with people. Because sometimes it's like girls are contacting me and they're like, you know, I have guys pay me, and I'm like, well, isn't that prostitution? And they're like, well, maybe, yeah, but no. And I'm like, well, you know. And then I've had people say crazy things, and I'm like, I'll be like, listen, your family wouldn't want you to be an effing, you know, like, come on, dude. Like, and because they don't really realize what they're doing. And I mean, and then they do. And eventually I've had people contact me later and they're like, thank you. Like, that woke me up. And that's what, you know, it's because that's what football coaches did. It's like they put it in your face. Like, listen, you're an effing idiot. Like, basically, I mean, they call you everything in the book. You're scum, you're this, you're that, and like, you, and then, you know, you wake up. We had one strength coach that, and they do that in the military as well, or they used to, I know. We had a strength coach, if somebody was 1 minute late to a meeting, they had to wake up, go up in the stadium in the snow at 6 a.m., and just sit there, and then I think run the entire stadium up and down the stairs. I mean, you know, crazy things. And you see these things in movies and things like that. We had a former Vietnam veteran. And so I knew a girl who was completely not like that. Like, I could shock the crap out of somebody and be like, listen, dude, you got to get it together. Like, you're, and if they piss me off enough, just like, dude, you're effing dumb. Like, you're being, and by the way, I've been effing dumb too, so I can admit it. So it's not like I've been effing dumb as well. It's not like I'm human as well. But this girl, you would have never known that she was she was mad or anything. I mean, she was just level, and she was a licensed mental health counselor. You know what? I love this girl. Absolutely love her. I really do. I prevented her, or I think I helped to, from committing suicide. And my point is, you would have never known this girl wanted to stab herself and kill everybody in her office. Like, she had fantasies about that. She told me. And what I'm saying is, you would have never known that because she was so nice. It's really crazy. I mean, at least, you know what I mean? There was no signal, no sign. In fact, the nicest person in the world, like, very calm and even and everything. And just so much tremendous anger. And, another side. That's what we need help with as a people, in with humanity. We need help with that, because it's there, and we can pretend it's not there, and pretend our country is great, and we shouldn't talk about it. Until we shed light on that in all of us, and I need help just as much as anybody else. And until we help each other with that, and all these stories coming out about men, you know, I can go to Drudge Report. Let's go over there right now. DrudgeReport.com. Okay, so we go to Drudge Report. This gets 1 billion page views a month, this website. and we can find these stories about men. More women accuse this ABC guy of harassment. 300 claims against another guy. Harvey Weinstein, all these things. Well, guess what? Men are crazy. Newsflash, men are crazy. Now, some are a little crazier than others and take it over the line. And you know what? Newsflash, so are women. I mean, women, I've seen some crazy. All you got to do, if you ever want to know how crazy people are, go over to Craigslist and just read some of the ads on Craigslist. If you ever want to laugh, I mean, and everybody, here's my point. Everybody says, and I'm not saying there's an excuse for these things, just like, you know, it's just degrees of craziness. So we all say, well, everything legal, and I tend to agree with this. Legal is okay, and then illegal is like too crazy, right? But it's still crazy. It's funny. Like the legal craziness on Craigslist is just funny. And then it gets to the point where it's too much. You know, men go too far. And, you know, women can as well. Women can as well. And there's good in everybody's heart. And my point is, people need help. Tremendous help dealing with these things that are deep inside, that they hide, and the repressed anger and the hidden nonsense that we're up to, or the fear, the pain. And it should be, in my opinion, our number one priority. Bigger than every other thing that we're doing. And what is our number one priority? Killing other people. And how do I know that? Because that's the biggest industry in the world. Well, they call it defense, but we're just defending ourselves from other people with big guns to kill them. And then we're starting wars and we're doing all kinds of things. It's just, again, I've said this on previous episodes, you might as well get a mirror and just yell at yourself. In fact, if we all did that, it'd be much easier. Because that's basically what it is. If we know about physics, and even I know this, and it's really hard. I'm making this video because I need help too. All points in space and time are connected. Many people think we're part of one being, one infinite being, and you know what? We are God. And that it's like we're yelling at ourselves, you know, when we're going to war and we're defending, you know, but in the same token, you know, I'm not going to fly over to Iraq right now and put myself in Iraq, because, you know, so we all want to be safe. We're like, we're animals also, you know, right now in these bodies we are. So I get it, but we just need, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that this couldn't be the biggest priority. It's to help us with our weirdness and all of the weird crap we're up to, and the feelings, you know, to harmonize those feelings, I think would be the number one priority. Not to drug them, but to understand them more and more and to discuss them in a realistic manner. Like when a crime happens, instead of like, we all want to point the finger, I get it. And if it were our, again, I point the finger when companies screw up a $70 thing and tell me they're not going to do anything. And, you know, it's like, clearly they're wrong or whatever. It's hard for me too. But honestly, if I could do this better more and more, I think things would change. Which is basically, when things go wrong, how can we help the people that do that so they don't anymore? And so, you know, what is it about ourselves that we can do better so they don't do that anymore? Like, I should think about that. Like, people lie a lot. People do not do what they say they're going to do a lot. People don't pay attention a lot. So what can I do better so that happens? So some things, like for me, I've like numbered things, like making numbers. When I write an email, I'll number 1, 2, 3, 4. And that helps people to read, pay attention. I think probably giving people incentive to do what they say. To me, that's like crazy that I would have to give an incentive for people to do what they say. But the performance on that is not very good. So probably needs to happen, right? What can I do better? What can we do better so that we don't feel like we have to kill people with the military and make it our number one industry? And what can we do better so that the people at the top aren't so worried about losing monetary control and all these other things, right? So it's very interesting. So I hope that gives you some food for thought, and I look forward to your comments.